This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a lot of things we do for our health that we don't necessarily have scientific backgrounds or justification for, but we do it because it makes sense. Like, close the window so you don't get a chill. Because if you get a chill, you could then get sick. What does that mean, by the way? Close the window so you don't get a chill. When it's cold outside, it's cold outside, but a chill, it's a little different. If I get a chill, which to me is defined as you're in a normal temperature, a room, ambient temperature, and all of a sudden, that was odd, I feel cold. Okay, well, that's something going on in your body. Oftentimes, that might precede you coming down with a cold or flu or illness. Now, it could mean you have a thyroid issue. It could mean maybe you were cold or you sensed something. It could be psychological. But we blame our chills on the window being open. Now, yes, you can get cold and you can sometimes start to shiver to try to keep yourself warm. But if you are an ambient temperature and then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, it's cold. That means I think you're already starting to get sick. Now, should you try to be an ambient temperature? Absolutely. Now, does the cold make you sick? I don't know if necessarily the cold weather per se, because of weather, but if you are not adjusting, if you are not staying warm, or if your body is being exposed to extremes, I think that can make you ill. Absolutely. And so if you're in a nice, comfy 72-degree room, and then you go out and it's 22 degrees, plus wind chill factor, brings you down to what, negative 2? And you're out there shoveling the snow, and then you come back in and you warm up, that could be stressful on the body, that back and forth with temperature. That's why we want you to stay warm. That's why we want to try to minimize the ups and downs. You know, people say, well, what about ice baths and doing the polar plunge? And I do think that ice and cold therapy can be therapeutic, but is it something you should always be doing for poops and giggles? No, because your body might not like the stress. That's why they say stress kills. These centenarians that do really, really well, that live until they're 100, 110, when you ask them what's their secret, is it wine, is it exercise, what is it? They say it's a daily routine. They have a daily routine. So their body gets used to a routine. Now, I want my body trained for anything. I mean, if I have to leave, if I have to flee, if I have to. But the people that do well have less shocks to their system. So what's another myth we keep being told? Don't eat dinner late. Now, is that true? Should you not have dinner late? For me, I like to eat dinner at about 5. I don't like to eat right before I go to bed. So I prefer that because I think it's better for weight control. I think your body could burn off the sugar and the fat better because I'm active. I'll walk the dog at night, other things. And I'll have less reflux. In terms of acid reflux, last thing you want to do is eat a big dinner and then go to bed. You're going to be burping it up and getting the acid up into the lungs and the throat, all that. Well, there was a study that looked at 100,000 people in France who completed 15 food diaries and their times of their meals on weekdays and weekends. A third of the people ate their dinner earliest, had it before 8 p.m., A third did it after 9 p.m. And volunteers were followed up for 7 years, during which time there were 2,000 cases of cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, and strokes of those 100,000 people. Those who ate dinner the latest after 9 p.m. were 28% more likely to differ or to suffer, I think that's a typo there, from Daily Mail, a stroke, or TIA, a transient ischemic attack, which is known as a mini stroke. That was compared to people who ate dinner before 8. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if you've been to France, but it doesn't get dark in the summer till about 11 p.m. And so we went to bed, you know, because we're like, go to bed by 9, 10 o'clockers. It was light out when we went to sleep. So if you're trying to have a evening dinner, when you're in Europe, oftentimes your dinner is going to be later. Because people want to have dinner when it's dark. And depending on where you're at, I was surprised. It was like 11 when it finally really got dark. You know, and so I thought we'd have sundown and a sunset cruise at 5. It was bright outside. It was like lunchtime. So I understand that people in Europe may eat later. But the key to eating later is also when you go to bed. So if you have to be up the next day by 6 and you're eating dinner after 9, I think it's too late. Personally, I think the healthiest, and I don't have the studies behind me to prove that this is what I think is the best, but what I have gathered in my practice and in my readings is I think our meals shouldn't just be brunch and dinner or breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think we should eat at 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m. I think every few hours, a small meal. No big, huge meals. Meals should be our plate sizes has really gotten ridiculous. But I think our meals should be smaller, but should be a little more frequent. I think we'll feel more full. I think we'll digest it better. I think our insulin will love it more. I think it's steady, and I think it'll lead to fewer gastroesophageal reflux disease, heartburn, and other things. I also think we'll poop better. But in America, we're really big brunch eaters. Like, people will sleep in, and then they'll eat a big meal at noon, and then they'll have a big meal at 7 or 8. I don't think that's healthy. In fact, I think it puts you at risk for diabetes. So, that's my opinion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I found this fascinating, that there was an event that was on public property that used very openly exclusion in its invite. And many of you have heard that the Boston mayor, Michelle Wu, had created a holiday party, but it was everybody at first got an invite, but all of those individuals who were white got their invite rescinded. Now, Michelle Wu, who's the Boston mayor, I believe she's Democrat, had her aide send out a holiday party invite. The aide
sent it to everybody. And I guess she wasn't supposed to. And had to quickly rescind it to the white officials. And this was the Boston City Council Electeds of Color Holiday Party. Now, Wu told reporters on Wednesday that the invite was not meant to be sent to white council members, meaning she didn't want them to know. Their invitations got canceled 15 minutes after the original email. Wu told reporters, "We had individual conversations with everyone, so people understand that it was truly just an honest mistake that went out in typing the email field." So she didn't necessarily say, I mean, she's saying, yeah, this was supposed to be for non-white people. She said, "I think we've all been in a position at one point where an email went out and there was a mistake in the recipient. It is my intention that we can, again, be a city that lives our values and creates space for all kinds of communities to come together. Well, coming together is not a party that excludes others." According to the local outlet, according to Fox News, the minority-only party continued as planned. Wu's office has plans to host a separate event for all elected officials and members of her cabinet on a different day. Now, she is the city's first Asian American mayor. And this, you know, and I understand she has apologized for causing offense. But I think people are really struggling and making mistakes that they don't have to make. And as I've told you, you know, this country has done horrible, horrible things to people of multiple races. We're starting to see horrible things happen to people still. We still continue to see things happen. And so what I think the psychological reflex is, what we're going to do is the exact opposite. If something excluded Jews, it'll just be for Jews. If something excluded blacks, it'll just be for blacks. If whites got priority, we are going to do the opposite and give whites the least priority, or not even hire them. And so there's no, let's say, question that there's any discrimination. They go to the opposite, contrasting it so deeply so that nobody could confuse them with the previous 1960s type behavior that nobody wants to, 50s and before, nobody wants to replicate. The problem when you do that, though, is it looks like you don't understand current society. I have members in my family who are mixed race. So are they white? Are they Puerto Rican? Are they Latino? And so you have many individuals that, you know, are not, quote unquote, purebred from a single demographic lineage. Families are mixed. So what the growing consensus is, well, if you're mixed, you count. So that's okay. Although now colleges are like, wait a second, we have so many people who have, you know, Latino roots that now what do we do with the scholarships? Because now everybody wants the scholarships. Because there used to be scholarships for just those who were Latino or for those who were of color. Which I don't like that term. We used to not be able to use that term. And now they're saying people of color. So, and I think we're really, really struggling to try not to look discriminatory, that we end up actually discriminating. And so now, if she did this party in taxpayer-funded halls, they're saying they didn't use taxpayer dollars for the party, but if it was in, you know, a building, then, and whites were refused, that's not something we do in this day and age. We do not refuse anybody based on their color, their creed. And so I keep seeing this. You know, I think in Australia, what they want to do is they want to give preference for medical treatments based on your color. Once you start to do that, right, you will discriminate against people. See, people think, oh, it's good. As long as we put in, you know, verbiage of minority, this will just be for minorities. Right, we're good. Nobody will cancel us. We don't look discriminatory. But what you don't understand is whites are now going to be the minority. So if you have something in a law, or saying minorities only, you're going to be basically saying whites only. You don't have that verbiage. Everybody equal. If you want to honor individuals who are Latino, who are black, who are Asian American, who are female, who are Irish, you could at a party. Now, I want to look like at the, I was at the rodeo, the National Finals rodeo, and they asked anybody who was a first responder, a police officer, to stand up. And they honored the police officers. Now, I mean, if they wanted to have a police officer only event, I'd be fine with that. But you can honor anybody you want. But once you start to exclude and say, no, 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 because it has to be a safe space, we're projecting this image that if there is somebody that walks into the room that has a different degree of melanin, they are unsafe. I thought we were not using those stereotypes. And right now they're saying that if whites go into wasn't there a college that had a student diversity lounge, but whites weren't allowed? So now you're basing it on melanin, on who gets to come in and come out. Whereas back in the 60s and 50s, somebody with maybe more melanin couldn't use a certain bathroom. I thought we got rid of that. I thought we were done. With the Civil Rights Act, we said no more. We're not going to discriminate based on color, race, creed. But I keep hearing that people feel that there's not a safe space if whites are allowed. You know, if we keep using these terms, it's trying to draw conflict. It's almost like rather than, oh, we want to bring people together. See, this is what she said. The mayor said, it's my intention that we can again be a city that lives our values and create. Oh, that lot, city that lives. I think that's a misspelling by Fox. And create space for all kinds of communities to come together. Okay, well, if you want all types of communities to come together, then why is it excluding certain communities? My fear is once you start to exclude against one community, you're excluding against others. And if you keep trying to say that one demographic is bad, what are you doing with individuals who are mixed race? And many of us are, or are going to be. So I think, you know, we should be done once and for all with this type of, okay, we'll do the opposite and we'll, because anything that later says this is only for minorities, we're only going to let minorities have first access, we're going to only let minorities, whites are going to be the minority. So you are essentially now making white-only legislation. Just stop it with that. It's not practical these days. And it's discriminatory. You have individuals who identify as Asian or identify as white. You're now going to question them on how they identify? We're falling all over each other and we don't know what to do. And it's embarrassing because we have bigger fish to fry. There is some real, real racism and real discrimination that is happening. There are people calling for the genocide of Jews. There are people killing and still mistreating black individuals. And what are we doing? We're doing all this over a holiday party. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel's carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. Instead, Kirby emphasized the administration expects Israel to take every possible measure to minimize civilian casualties. Biden had mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to, quote, indiscriminate bombing in its war with Hamas. The Federal Reserve maintaining current interest rates for the third consecutive meeting. Projections indicate three rate cuts in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ethan asks, what do I predict from a medical standpoint are we going to see based on the border crisis? And I've spoken about how even Alexander Mayorkas, I think, had said that one in five migrants had a medical condition. I think because we're not screening like we used to do with Ellis Island, I believe there are multiple things that could be coming into our country, but Americans can also be getting sicker as well. So my prediction is this is really going to weigh in on our already under structured medical system. So as you know, and I'm sure you've seen the pictures, there are like thousands of migrants waiting near Eagle Pass, trying to catch trains to get to the border, and you see thousands of them waiting for trains to hop on and to come to America. I think they're in Piedras Negras, Mexico.
which is 3 hours south of Eagle Pass, wanting to come here in the coming days. Fox News is reporting that Border Patrol agents are already overwhelmed, dealing with unprecedented numbers of migrants, according to Customs and Border Protection sources. Migrant encounters topped $10,000 in one day on Tuesday. Last week, there were 12,000 migrant encounters in a single day, breaking records. And mind you, these are just the people that are getting counted. Tucson and Del Rio sectors, agents saw 3,000 and 2,700 encounters respectively. Both sectors are more than 200% over capacity. On Saturday, Fox News reported that lawmakers were briefed by officials that over 5,000 illegal immigrants are currently being released into the U.S. every day. Illegal immigrants. In addition to the 1,600 migrants who are arriving to be processed. They are being released via the use of humanitarian parole each day under the Customs Border Patrol One app. Agents are seeing migrants from over 150 countries, lawmakers are being told. On Tuesday, sources said there were 190 Chinese nationals that encountered the San Diego sector, 120 nationals from Guinea in the Tucson sector. In fiscal year 23, agents saw 2.4 million encounters. They say as fiscal year 24 kicks off, as fiscal year 24 kicked off, agents continue to see records broken in September and October. They say there was little sign that the numbers are slowing. Even though in the winter they may drop a little bit, I'm looking at the thousands of people waiting. And agents are outmanned 200 to 1. Now, the Biden administration is calling for additional border funding from Congress. That's kind of odd because they keep saying don't put up walls, So maybe that's to hire more Border Patrol agents because I think they want to process everybody and get them in. They also want to use it for migrant care, expedited removal, and help for cities. But this is concerning. From a medical standpoint, we have been told time and time again that the hospitals and medical centers in the border towns are overwhelmed. And when Mayor Eric Adams from New York or other mayors from other cities are upset that Governor Greg Abbott is sending migrants to their cities, any hospital or city who is overwhelmed medically has to, or with resources, can't have people out in the street. They have to send them to places or to other hospitals or divert them so that nobody gets hurt or starves or is in the cold. And so when you're having migrants and there's no place to stay because your towns are overwhelmed, they have to move. They have to be. And what better than a sanctuary city who promises to not deport? So, yeah, of course they're going to get sent to New York, Chicago, Philly. And from a medical standpoint, this is what we're running into now and what we're going to continue to run into. Right. You have many individuals that are healthy. But the Nicaraguan, the Costa Rican, the El Salvadorian, the Mexican sort of healthcare system, they differ in terms of vaccine robustness, in terms of access to healthcare, in terms of preventative, mind you, not to mention, you know, diets are different. And so we in America might be really, really aggressive when it comes to vaccines and protection against hepatitis and other things, because now kids are getting vaccinated with both hepatitis A and hepatitis B vaccines, but some of these other kids coming across the country might not be. There's tuberculosis endemic in multiple countries outside of the U.S., and that could be coming here. We're not vaccinated for tuberculosis. We have individuals who have out-of-control diabetes. Doesn't matter what country they're from. That costs money, and we need to supply dialysis, renal care. If these individuals come to America, find a job, get a home, apartment, pay taxes, you know, it could help. But if these individuals are not finding a job, do not have, you know, living and healthy, safe living, and if they have medical conditions, it's going to cost. currently, people are telling me they cannot get into the urgent cares. The urgent cares have hours upon hours of waits. The ERs are overwhelmed. There's no, you know, quiet day in the ER. Now, I trained in the hospital, hospital level one trauma center, so there was never a quiet day. But I remember moonlighting once in Lake Havasu. And I remember one day only having a few patients. Until, of course, the stampede came in. But you, it is every day. And doctors are burning out. Nurses are burning out. You know, after World War II, what America had done was they had asked for individuals. They needed engineers. They needed doctors. And so they gave visas to people who had the specific needs. I mean, maybe what America will have to do is ask for individuals who are whatever we're lacking. If we're lacking engineers, if we're lacking doctors, maybe we're going to need to ask and put in the front of the line people who can actually help take care of the migrants. But if we don't have the infrastructure, we have no business having the chaos that we do. Having a normal immigration system that takes time, that, and I'm not saying it has to, like, my family had to wait 20 years. I don't think it should be that long. But America was not taking people after the Holocaust, and it was, you know, they finally allowed German refugees, Jewish German refugees to come to America in the 60s, and thank God my family was able then to come to America. But it was a 20-year wait, and they were able to come. But, you know, there's too many people that want to come. And I think we have to have that honest conversation of everybody wants to be in America. And we just don't have the infrastructure for that. That's why we're seeing homeless people. That's why we're seeing migrant camps. That's why we're seeing the hospitals and medical centers overrun. So do I predict we'll have medical issues? Absolutely. If Americans aren't getting care and they're trying to treat themselves on their own, if we have individuals coming that aren't vaccinated for certain things, If they have had poor health care where they are at, so now they have heart disease, liver disease, diabetes, renal disease, they need organs, we're going to be overwhelmed. And we need to be able to offset, if we need more physicians and more hospitals and more, you know, we need the migrants that are coming in, we need them coming from those migrants. Because the current American infrastructure and healthcare system can't take care of America, let alone the migrants as well. We're going to have to maybe start importing doctors, importing buildings. I don't know. But it's not enough right now. We ran out of oxygen during COVID. And so we have to send a message saying, hey, guys, we don't have our ducks in a row. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Ozempic is a medication, just like Mounjaro, that we were giving to diabetics for a while that would help lower their hemoglobin A1C. Actually help control their weight. And word got out that people could lose a lot of weight because they feel more full. That there was a shortage of the medication. And the FDA had to approve weight loss versions of Ozempic, which is the same drug, Wegovy. Weight loss brands. So that people would leave the diabetic medications alone and just use the weight loss brand. So Wegovy is Ozempic's counterpart. And Zepbound is Mounjaro's counterpart. Well, these medications are injectables.
So you get a dose, and then you inject it once a week. Well, I always was worried about people injecting too much. Now, well, if 0.25 works, what about 0.5? What about 1? And I didn't want anybody overdosing. It wasn't a concern with your diabetics, because one is the medication is expensive, so you don't want to run out. And number two is, if the lower dose is working, the lower dose, the better. But when you talk about weight and weight loss, and you have a wedding coming up, or you have a beach trip that your friends are going to see you in a bikini on, you start to want to hasten your weight loss. And so one thing I have been concerned about is as people are treating their weight loss, are they going for the higher doses? And maybe inappropriately. Well, we're being told that thousands of Americans have already overdosed on these drugs. Sometimes by accident. I think sometimes on purpose. According to one report, CNN says 3,000 people have called poison control after mistakenly injecting themselves with too much of the drug. Kate Brown, PharmD, Clinical Managing Director of American's Poison Centers, told CNN that most of the calls were from people accidentally taking the wrong dosage. Now, it shouldn't be that hard because most of the drugs are pre-filled with a set dosage. But if some individuals are coming in a glass container and drawing it out themselves, yeah, they could if they don't understand how to draw it up. But most of the dosing is already pre-done. But I predict that there are more people doing this because they want to lose their weight quickly. And the Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Zepbound obsession is, I think, a double-edged sword. And come January, I can't tell you how many times people ask me to prescribe it. And I work for a telemedicine company, and we don't do it on the telemedicine company because you need to be seen in person, have blood work done. We need to try to argue to your insurance to cover it. And so it just has to be done by an in-person doctor until telemedicine companies will start doing it. Some might. Some are. There's some companies where you pay them a monthly fee. And there's a lot of, like, weight loss centers where you pay a monthly fee. They'll order blood work on you. Some might not. They'll give you, check your B12, your thyroid. They will give you diet plans. They'll do coaching, which I think is important. And then they'll write you a prescription for these drugs. One company, I think, charges about $130 a month, but that does not include the drug. So if your insurance doesn't pay it, excuse me, I got the hiccups. Ozempic could be a grand a month. And I think Zepbound, Mounjaro, also about a grand to $1,500 a month. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Oh, my gosh, I hate when I have the hiccups. Oh, sorry, it's going to take a while. Sorry, guys, hate for you to listen to hiccups. So my caution to all of you is I know many of you want to try it, and you've told me, let me just try it. I can't prescribe it. So you're going to go to your doctor. You'll get a prescription. If you don't have side effects, I'm telling you right now, you're going to like it. Something that keeps your appetite down, it's fantastic. But when studies are coming out saying the average person has to quit in a year, why? And then what happens when they quit in a year? If that weight loss is permanent, then people will take that gamble. But the weight loss isn't permanent. You gain it back. And I know some people think I won't gain it back. I'm going to do everything possible. I'm going to eat differently. If I'm not hungry for a year, I won't be hungry after that. I think there are some individuals who could retrain themselves as long as you have learned to not like certain foods. But I got to tell you, a drug suppressing a brain function and if you have ever had sugar in your life, your body won't forget that. And yes, you will crave it. And if you did lose the weight quickly, your body will gain the weight quickly back. I always tell people to lose your weight slow and methodical. Slow and steady wins the race. rapid weight loss causes you, one, you could lose your gallbladder because you could have gallstones and a malfunctioning gallbladder, but two, you could alter your metabolism, and three, you could gain the weight back. And we've talked about this. Have you ever had the stomach flu where you're having vomiting and diarrhea and you lose 10 pounds and you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, this is amazing. If I could just, you know, you're starting to feel better. You're like, okay, this is great. Look at me. I'm 10 pounds lighter. So if I could just keep this weight off before you finish your sentence that day, you've already gained your weight back. And you're like, how the hell did that happen? And it's because your body has set points. And for your body, it has two choices. One is to reset everything for your new weight. All the calculations and all the chemistry and all the physics that's done in your body based on your new weight. Or, rather than recalibrate, just bring you back to what the set point is. Now, how do you get rid of that set point? Well, that's what the plateau does. So when you lose weight and then you stop and you're continuing to exercise, you're continuing to diet and nothing's happening, you're not losing any more weight, that's your body resetting. Use that. Don't quit. People quit. They go, you know what? It's not working. I'm not losing weight. I'm going to quit. No. If you are plateauing, that plateau is crucial to redo your set point. And those individuals who are patient enough to embrace that plateau and work with that plateau, when they do get a stomach bug and lose, let's say, 5-10 pounds rapidly, when they bounce back up, they bounce back to that new plateau. Now, I don't want you plateauing for a year, but if you're plateauing for a month or two, that's not the most horrible thing. Especially if you're still working on your muscle and you're still toning and you're still cutting the sugar. It's going to work. You have to keep it up. I am not hearing people able to keep up these weight loss drugs. They're either too expensive, they're in short supply, or people have side effects. So if you're going to lose weight, it's got to be with something that you can keep up long term. And if you do try it for poops and giggles, and you get really, really excited, and you get the bug, well, that itch, and you're like, I love it. It's great. Understand, we don't know how long you could be on it. See, if I'm going to lose weight now, I want to be skinny in my 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. I don't want to lose weight just, so when I'm 53, I gain weight again. I don't want that. I want my weight to be permanently lost. And right now, Ozempic, that's not a permanent weight loss medication. It's a medicine for diabetes that does, as a side effect, help people lose weight. So just kind of understand, have a realistic perspective of these medicines. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.